Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
And welcome to After Hours, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero, my dude for like the last 10 years. We just got done recording a Character Concerns podcast about the NFL draft. And guess what? Wide receivers, running backs, tight ends. We took a look at those because I think the Chiefs might be in the market for that in the NFL draft this year, which I think the NFL draft continues to be interesting for the Kansas City Chiefs. Our phone number, 913-586-7965. It's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Good evening to you, Chris Nocero.
How's it going, man?
It's going good. We just sat down to talk a little college football, a little draft to the NFL, a little rookie report for the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw some rookies do some things. Saw Jaden Hicks get that interception this week, somebody we really liked last year. You mocked him, I think, several times to the Kansas City Chiefs throughout
Jaden
the draft
Hicks?
Process.
No.
Oh, I thought you had Jaden Hicks.
I did not mock him to the Chiefs, but I wish I had now. I
have Shamari Connor a couple years ago.
You did? Yeah. You did have Shamari. And,
I had Cooper Kupp, and guess what? He might,
That's why you were so excited when they did get Shamari Connor. But yeah, no, I wish I could take credit for Jaden Hicks. I can't.
Can't take credit for Jaden Hicks. He liked him in the fourth round, I thought, but I digress. Regardless, we've got you covered in the Character Concerns.
Oh, we got cable podcast. in the control room now. I didn't realize we got cable over
there. Yeah, they're here. Put on NFL Network. It's Ian Rappaport just tweeted, hey, put some eyeballs.
I'm not doing breaking news. I got it on TNT right now because it's basketball.
Oh, yeah, NBA starts tonight. Yeah,
no, I just came in here. We got a cable box in here.
Okay, your son's on TV tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Do you find a way to watch each game?
Yeah. I usually get like League Pass.
Gotcha.
So if they're not on national TV, I'll just watch them on League Pass.
You watch them on League Pass. Well, it's Raiders week, man. 11-2 in the last 13 against the Raiders. 16-3 the last 19, last 22, 18-4. Yes, the Raiders kind of irritated the Chiefs.
Kind of
last year on Christmas, but the Kermit the Frog thing, they'll handle it later. Now's their chance. They've won four straight in Vegas, every single game. In Las Vegas, they've had. Yes, they lost at Arrowhead last year, but they have won at Arrowhead West at Allegiant Stadium and won a Super Bowl on their turf, which, to be honest with you, Chris, that's kind of revenge. I know they want more than that, but that's revenge in itself.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to be out for blood this week. I think that they are going to be looking to try to get – you already know, like, the Chiefs like to stun on the Raiders anyways. They always like to pull out trick plays and whatnot against
them. Ring around the rosy.
So I imagine that they're going to do something like that in the game on Sunday. especially because it's in their home stadium. They won a Super Bowl there. Like, I imagine the first touchdown the Chiefs score, there's going to be some sort of Super Bowl-like celebration just to remind the Raiders and their fans what happened there in February.
Always let them know what happened. The Raiders have been reeling under Antonio Pierce. I think we realize that. It's going to be a ton of Chiefs fans. A ton of Chiefs fans. That place was embarrassing when Steelers played at the Raiders. Do you see all the terrible towels there?
It's always like that ever since.
It is.
It's been like that ever since they moved to Vegas.
But you knew it was going to happen because it's such a destination.
Yeah.
When the schedule comes out, that's the one you want to go to because you want to take a vacation in Vegas. Hell, Cody and Gold are going to be out there doing their show on Thursday. Gold will be going to the game. I mean, it's a destination place to go. I will say this, though. I think the Golden Knights and the NHL have done a great job of cultivating a fan base.
They were worried about that. That's my NHL team.
That's your NHL team.
I like them.
But yeah, a lot of homegrown fans from there. Because it was thought, okay, it's going to be a bunch of transplants there rooting for whoever and going to the game. But they've done a great job of cultivating a fan base. But, of course, they've won as well. They've been to the Stanley Cup.
Yep, they've been there twice. Yeah, they won. They won it. Yeah, I know. And that's the thing and the reason why is just because hockey fandom is still pretty niche in the country, and so that's the reason why it worked. Because a lot of those people there were not probably weren't even really big hockey fans. Versus like football, where a lot of those people do have a team, and a lot of those people do not root for the Raiders, even though the Raiders actually had a pretty decent fan base there, because like all of their like radio rights in there were in Vegas was the team that was the city that would get like Raiders games and on TV and radio like it was their home team. Like the Raiders had like the broadcast rights to that city,
which again you need to win. Like Vegas, they go to the Stanley Cup right away, lose it, but then they win the Stanley Cup. That helps. Winning helps bring in fan bases.
Right.
A couple things of note for the Chiefs. In 2 weeks, they get the Buccaneers. Buccaneers look pretty good on offense, man. They do. Last night was not a good example. It was at first when we were up 10-0.
It's because they lost like half their receiving
but
corps.
The top two receivers are out. Mike Evans is going to, he's the second leading receiver for Tampa. He's out at least 3 weeks, which means he'll be out for the Chiefs game. Chris Godwin, that was having his best year. He was number two in the NFL in receiving yards. Chris Godwin was having a great year, and that was a gruesome injury as he'll be out for the year. I mean, did you watch that Godwin injury? I mean, this was a bad weekend for receivers.
This was real bad. This was
Brandon Ayuk going down. DK Metcalf.
You know, it was last year was the season of the quarterback injury. This year is the season of the wide receiver injury. You have, especially like fantasy wise. Like my money league, my fantasy team didn't start well because my receivers just didn't play well. But now, you know, health, everybody's just, my team's healthier than a lot of other people's teams are because their big receivers are going down with injuries. You know, like we've seen a lot of very good teams, like teams that would normally have very good offenses and whatnot. You know, they don't perform quite as well because of injuries. And I mean, man, there's a lot of attrition out there, and it very much shows why you probably want to get, you want to load up on as much receiving talent as possible.
Well, the bottom line is, if you've been on social media at all or you've listened to the national shows, there are those that like the Chiefs, clearly. But the Chiefs' hate is real. And the stats for the Chiefs' offense are all over the place. They just can't believe that Mahomes has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. They look in at the film where the receiver slips. Four of those are on Mahomes. Are they looking at when the ball went through Juju Smith-Schuster's hands right to Colin Saunders? That's been an issue for Mahomes in the past. But the bottom line is they're winning. But they're not giving any credit to the defense, which I think is disrespectful. This defense has not allowed more than 28 points in 27 straight games. That is an unbelievable feat. The national media has been laying bouquets at the feet of the Baltimore Ravens. And again, I almost put this out on Twitter, but you know what? I was like, I'll save it for the year. But everybody's talking about stats. And I love stats. But to be honest with you, they don't tell the whole story. They clearly don't tell that whole story. People like to give the Ravens their due. This is the team to beat. They will not mention that the Ravens have the worst pass defense. This is true. This is facts.
32nd.
They are 32nd in the NFL against the pass. 14 yards a game worse than the Jaguars. That's right. 14 yards per game worse than Jacksonville, that's 31st. They are tied for 25th in the league in points against. That is not good. That is not good at all. This is not the Baltimore Ravens defense of the past. I think they were much more scary last year because the defense was so good. Then you had Lamar Jackson in an MVP year. I did think Derrick Henry had something left. I did believe that. But don't believe the hype on the Ravens. Because all those people that are out there putting all these facts about the Chiefs offense and all this, they neglect the fact that the Ravens have the worst defense against the pass in the NFL. As a matter of fact, I just mentioned the Chiefs have gone 27 straight games with allowing 28 points or less. You have to go back to the Super Bowl against the Eagles when the Chiefs allowed over 30 points. Baltimore's now given up over 30 points two of the last 3 weeks. The Chiefs have been two years. That is much different than two of the last 3 weeks. The bottom line is, I do feel last year, you look at Andy Reid, one of his best coaching jobs. I'm going to take a step. We'll see how the season ends. But right now, through this week, this is Andy Reid's best year coaching.
I think he should be coach of the year favorite. Easy.
But he won't be because he didn't suck last year, right? Like, that's what you got to do. You got to suck and then be good, which is a joke.
If they stay on top, I think he'll finally get it. But right now, the job that he's doing, because, like, think about this. Rashi Rice done for the year after, you know, not even three and a half games. Hollywood Brown was done in the preseason. So your top two wide receivers done for the year. Your top running back gets injured for 2 months in the second game of the year. And so now you have to go pull some guy off the street that wasn't on a roster to start the year.
And you're saying we're guys on their couches in Juju and Kareem.
Yeah. And though they got Juju in the middle of camp, but like they went and got him, and then, you know, they had that one great game with him against the Saints.
And by the look at him, I think they've both been training. So.
Yeah. And so it's like you gotta think about this. It's like, and their defense isn't as good as it could be because you don't have Charles Omenihu out there. And let's not forget Charles.
Which, by the way, Omenihu's gonna be coming back.
He's gonna be coming back here pretty soon.
Addition.
He's running. He's been running for almost a month now.
That's a trade deadline addition.
So
by the way, Pacheco's running now too.
Yeah, so like, you know, when he comes back, because again, he's been running for like almost a month now. Like, he's going to come back. He was 7 sacks in 11 games last year during the regular season. He was a menace in the time that he played on this team. Add him to the equation. I know they just lost Jalen Watson, but they got some pretty good depth in their cornerback room. Like, you look at this defense and you're like, okay, this defense will probably get better when you get Omenihu back. And if they do happen to make a trade at wide receiver, well, now you've got a legitimate weapon on your offense to add into the other guys that you have. And you're a little low there. But like, if this team stays on top with all of the injuries that they've amassed, even if they do bring some guys in, it's still there's nobody doing a better job coaching right now. Nobody.
There's not. There's
nobody's winning in the margins like the Chiefs are right now.
No, and there's a lot of excuses. A lot of excuses. You can't give the Chiefs any excuses. That's one good thing you didn't hear about this game. Oh, San Francisco, Debo's in the hospital, and Brandon Ayuk goes down with an ACL, and Juwan Jennings didn't even play. You didn't hear that because the Chiefs were without receivers too. And even Juju that didn't play, that, you know, was kind of questionable there towards the end of the week because of the hamstring, barely played and he's out. And all of a sudden the Chiefs are down to, you know, Sky Moore running around, so even though he doesn't catch it. But what they're doing, it's like Houdini type stuff the Chiefs are doing. And what they've developed into, did you ever watch the movie Top Gun, Maverick?
No, I have never seen it.
Okay, so you haven't seen either one of them?
No.
I strongly recommend that, and I'm not a big theater guy.
I'm not a big movie guy.
I'm not either, but I do enjoy the Top Gun movie. Matter of fact, the first movie I've gone to in 30 years, besides, quote, Concussion, that we all went to as a station. But there's a part where they're on the beach, and they're playing this football game that's off. Like, there's two footballs. It's offense both ways going at the same time, right?
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
and let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
And the Admiral comes and looks at Tom Cruise and says, what are you doing? He goes, you told me to build a team. I'm building a team. Like, this is what the Chiefs do, man. They just go out and win as a team. And they don't get credit for that. People look at it, oh, the Chiefs are undefeated. Well, they've won their last 12 straight games. They've won every game since last Christmas. Last Christmas, they lost the Raiders. They found a way to win every game. And that's including being the underdog, besides that Miami game in the postseason, being the underdog in Buffalo and winning, being the underdog in Baltimore and winning, beating Baltimore actually twice since last January, and then being an underdog in the Super Bowl. Mahomes this week goes down to 12-1-1 against the spread, which is unbelievable what he's doing. Keep betting against him. It's actually what's fueling the Kansas City Chiefs. But this amount of disrespect, I'll get into it because there was something Mike Greenberg said on ESPN that drove, did you see it?
Yeah,
not only me nuts, but it drove a lot of the Chiefs fans nuts. We'll get into that. We'll get into Chiefs wide receiver. At least we got 3 hours to break this stuff down. We'll get into who we would take at a wide receiver. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on the text line as well. But the disrespect, it's real.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. Welcome back to 96.5, The Fan. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Don't forget the game, as you hear there, is on 96.5, The Fan all year. Pregame starting at noon. I'll have you covered from 10 till noon. Mac Morey will have your fantasy football updates from 9 to 10. Chris, it's already getting dark outside now. Are you ready for, about a week and a half, 31st? We lose that hour. We fall back.
I don't like that.
It doesn't matter because sports, to me, October is the best sports month of the year. I mean, this truly is the golden corral of sports months. We have the NFL, you know, really getting in the swing of things. We got the trade deadline coming up here early November, November 5th. We've got college football and conference season. We've got the NBA starting tonight. You've already had the NHL start up. They get World Series, which, by the way, it's taken forever for it to start this next weekend, but you get the World Series too. So to me, October, it's fine, Chris. I don't mind it, man. This weather's been unseasonably hot, but man, when it gets dark, I don't care because I'm watching sports, man. I'm not exactly hanging outside, you know, at night.
I do. So,
oh, yeah, do you hang outside?
I work. So, yeah, I like have to go out and do stuff. So, yeah, I can't.
Do you?
I cannot. Yeah, it sucks when it's like you get home and then an hour later it's sure. like it's nighttime. And then it feels like by 7 o'clock, it feels like it should be 9 o'clock.
But it's light earlier when you're going.
I don't care about that. I don't care about driving to work in the dark. Like, that don't mean nothing to me. It's light earlier in the time when I'm just getting up and getting ready and driving to work. Yeah, I don't care about that. Give me the extra hour of light in the evening. I wish we had permanent daylight savings time.
Yeah, we'll get into the Chiefs and possible wide receiver news coming up. But still wanted to touch on this disrespect thing because it's funny. And, yes, Chris, I hope they run the ring around the rosy again because the Raiders are so... for some reason, mad about it. Even though, I'll be honest with you, Chris, we saw some more creativity this week. Remember the single wing? We saw the single wing offense. Oh,
they pulled out a lot of stuff.
Mahomes down there,
man.
Carson Wentz. I love that inside handoff that Carson Wentz had. That was a very deceptive play. I could see other schools doing that. But using the single wing, the only thing about the single wing I would incorporate next is with the spinner backs. Because when you had the spinner backs in the single wing when guys are spinning around, we played against that, and I love the spinner backs within the single wing offense. Love that.
You know what? I'd be looking at for this game. If there is any game where the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do a behind the back pass, this is the one to do it. This is the venue to do it. This is the team to do it against.
Yeah.
This is when they throw out that behind the back pass. Like, you could fake a screen. What you could do is you could fake a play, like fake a look one way, and then you set up like a running back screen to like Kareem the other way, and then Mahomes just throws it behind the back. Kareem catches it, easy convoy, just like you saw in that Ravens Bucks game last night when Justice Hill had four linemen in front of him on that play at the where he ended up scoring on that screen pass, something like that behind the back. Convoy leading down to the end zone. I would love to see that.
Raiders 18th in total defense, 8th in pass defense. They're actually better pass defense than the run. They're 23rd against the run and 29th in points against at 26.1 points a game against. The thing I like most about the ring around the rosy, and you can say it's arrogant or whatever.
Oh, it was arrogant as hell. And that's why it was funny.
But it was.
Because it was arrogant as hell.
But when strategically, you pull something I liked like that, it, though. Because when you're spinning around, the defense had no idea.
Yeah, okay, but you're not going to do that single
time. No, but I love it because of the confusion it caused the defense, still, especially when they don't have timeouts.
It's still incredibly arrogant, though. I love that.
I love
it too. It was hilarious, but it was arrogant as hell. Yeah.
We had to figure out, all right, where's Mahomes lining up? Who's the quarterback? What's going on? You know, I mean, there comes some confusion with the defense of what's going on. But regardless, this was Mike Greenberg, Mr. Jets fan, on ESPN this morning about, he's got short-term memory loss, evidently.
And listen, I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. All that making fun of me you did when I said he's the MVP of the league. And, oh, no, everyone yelled at me. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Derek Henry is the difference. You watch that team with him, they are markedly different. Lamar is brilliant. He's been brilliant a long time. This team is markedly different because of that.
You remember? Hold on. You remember?
So Lamar's not the MVP of his team just because he's been good for a long time?
Five touchdown passes.
Henry, I want to focus on.
In the same way that Randy Moss was the difference when he came to New England, Tom Brady was already a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But that elevated everything, basically to the point of being unstoppable.
Yes.
And that's what this guy has done. If this guy is healthy, nobody beats the Ravens.
Actually, it was unstoppable because Randy Moss never won a ring when
Derrick
he was with
Henry
the Patriots.
Derrick Henry was healthy in week one.
Derrick Henry was completely healthy in week one.
Yeah, completely healthy
Lamar
in week one.
Lamar had 122 in that game.
What the hell is Greenberg talking
about?
But
they've shut Henry down before. 13 carries, 46 yards. Chiefs are great against the run. And again, people don't see this. He also doesn't realize the fact that the Chiefs have now beaten the Ravens twice since January, including in Baltimore in the AFC title game where they were the underdogs and everybody said the Chiefs were going to lose and how bad the Chiefs' offense was. They went into Baltimore and won. And again, Mike Greenberg, why don't you bring up the fact, bring up Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry looks great. I'll give you that. Bring up the fact their defense is dead last against the pass. Bring up that they're 25th in the NFL in points against with Baltimore. You've got to bring these things up if you're going to talk about the greatness of Derrick Henry. Which, by the way, I know they're trying to load management style because he does have those breakaway runs.
And because he's in his 30s.
Yes, they're trying to load management. Yeah. So we'll see what he's got left when it comes to the playoffs. Again, this guy had 300 carries a year. He looks great in spurts. But can they consistently give him the ball? Justice Hill, I thought, looked good. It's still a very dominant running game the Ravens have. They can still do that extremely well.
Let's keep it a buck about the matchup. The Chiefs are a terrible matchup for the Ravens. And the reason why is because you can't run the football on the Chiefs. Nobody is running the football on the Chiefs.
And they found a way to put pressure on Jackson.
The only player that has been able to run the football on the Chiefs this year was Lamar Jackson. He had like 122 rushing yards against the Chiefs. And that's not designed runs. That was because he was scrambling because nothing was open down the field. Like, that's all it was. But none of these guys are running on the Chiefs, man. Like, Mike Tannenbaum's dumbass on First Take last week was out here talking about, oh, the Chiefs aren't good on the run. That's why he picked the Niners to win. And then the Niners didn't do anything in the run game. What are we talking about
here? For the fifth straight week, you've heard this comment. Sixth straight. But Derrick Henry, 13 carries, 46 yards, as you mentioned.
Lamar Jackson, he averaged 3.6 yards per carry when they played in week one.
Zach Moss was the Bengals' leading rusher. He had 12 carries, 34 yards. Bijan Robinson, 16 carries, 31 yards in that game on turf. J.K. Dobbins, 14 carries, 32 yards when they played the Chargers. Alvin Kamara, which, by the way, just got a two-year extension.
Yeah, he got 2 years, $24 million. He got some good money.
11 carries, 26 yards for Alvin Kamara in that game. Jordan Mason, 14 carries, 58 yards, only 101 yards for the Niners. Grindo, our guy,
He broke for 2 yards on that one run.
I mean, I thought Grindo would get the ball more, to be honest with you.
I didn't think he was going to get the ball more.
But as a team, they couldn't run against the Chiefs.
None of these teams, the only person that's been able to do it is Lamar Jackson. That's it. So it's like, why do we keep pushing this narrative out here that, like, oh, you know, these teams are going to be, they're different. It's going to be different. Like, no, if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you got to beat them through the air. You're not beating them by running the football because no one has proven that they can do that this year. As a matter of fact, no one's proven they can do that since like the middle point of last year because their run defense early on was suspect. But by the middle point of last year, when Leo Chanel really started to come on and some of these other guys started to really come on, it didn't really work anymore. Teams couldn't really do that. There's a reason why the Ravens abandoned the run against the Chiefs. There's a reason why the Bills abandoned the run against the Chiefs because it wasn't working. So why do you think that anything's going to change later on this season when the Chiefs are going for their third straight championship and they've been doing the thing that you say they can't do all year long?
Yeah, and most people do realize that. Well, they're still winning. I mean, the people that are watching the games, but if you're not watching the games, you don't realize how good this defense is. The Chiefs are more physical than what you thought the Ravens used to be. When you stop the run, you're a physical football team. The Chiefs, I love it. They're getting them there, putting their elbows in there at the end. I mean, they're a physical, physical bunch, and they will beat you up. And people aren't used to that with the Chiefs. They're used to 40 and 50 points, and the Chiefs lighting up the scoreboard. They're not used to physical defensive presence. And the defense isn't getting their respect. They finally started getting some towards the postseason last year, but this defense was good all year last year. Yes, they make a big deal about Jalen Watson getting hurt. Well, Joshua Williams, Nazi Johnson, they'll step right in.
I mean, they said that the defense wasn't going to be as good this year because they traded L'Jarius Sneed to the Ravens.
Who, by the way, is having a bad year, even though the Titans are having a great year defensively.
And the Chiefs' defense is better. Like, what are we talking about?
The Chiefs' defense is more physical than what you saw from the Ravens. It is the most physical defense in the National Football League that, oh, by the way, has Patrick Mahomes, three-time Super Bowl champion, at quarterback. Hey, he doesn't need to be great. And he didn't have weapons. This is a totally different Chiefs team than what they thought coming out of St. Joe. They just did. They thought they'd have Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice in the middle. They thought they'd have all these weapons. And right now, the weapons are all getting hurt. And Juju got hurt this game. Well, he was already hurt with that hamstring, but he was out this game, and they've already ruled him out for next week as well. He was left wide open by the Saints. Niners, I don't think, would have left him wide open. But yes, they need wide receiver help. That's evident. But they find a way to win. This is why it's Andy Reid's best year of coaching. Because not only that, he's kind of doing the Patriots philosophy of dynasty building. meaning you run with what you got. You remember how good the Patriots were originally with their defense? They were winning championships because of their defense, not Tom Brady. They got good with Tom Brady, throwing the ball around the field with guys like Randy Moss, but never won a ring with them. But again, you dance with what you had, and they had a good defense, and so what the Chiefs are doing, they're adapting. It's why they've been the six straight AFC title games with their ability to adapt, and that's the scariest thing for NFL fans and the media to comprehend.
I think the identity change has been really tough for people to figure out. And I think a lot of people were like, just like early on in the season, I think people were just looking at like the rankings and they were seeing, oh, well, the Chiefs are middle of the road on defense ranking wise. But it's like, yeah, you started off with the Ravens and then you played the Bengals. And so, yeah, you're going to give up a little bit more.
But look at all the Super Bowl favorites they played, the Ravens, the Bengals, right. The Niners.
Yeah. So it's like, but like, they've only allowed more than 20 points in one game this year, which was that Bengals game. Every other game, they've been shutting teams down, shutting good offenses down.
Their last four games, they've left less than 18 points.
Yeah.
18 or less points the last four games.
Yeah. Again, like right now, they are one of the dominant defenses in the league, and they've been doing it against some of the best offenses in the league.
And you got a Minshew coming back.
And when he comes back,
it's like a trade deadline deal,
yes,
right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Man.
That's like trading for a pass rusher.
Absolutely. His 7 sacks he had last year.
Yeah, in 11 games. And he was a force in the playoffs. He was a force in that AFC championship game before he got hurt. Man, like I really think a lot of people are really underestimating the defense. And, you know, it's funny, all that hype around the Ravens offense, none of that is happening with the Chiefs defense.
No.
And it's just because, you know, people, the offense is a little bit more fun to watch and a little bit more fun to hype up.
I wish people would be real about what happened. I wish they'd be real about the Chiefs' trek through the postseason. Yes, I mean, they were as down as you could be after losing to the Raiders on Christmas. But the fact is, they played the number 2, the number 3, the number 4, and the number 6 scoring defense in the playoffs, beat them all. They played the number 1, the number 3, the number 4 defense in points against. Baltimore was number 1. Frisco was number 3. Buffalo was number 4 as far as scoring defenses. So that means the offense was better than you think it was. The only reason they didn't play number 2 is because it was them in points against their own defense. But how remarkable this run was, they find a way to win when other teams find a way to lose. And that's simply unbelievable. This is what makes the Chiefs great every single year. You've got to be able to adapt. You got to be good in the front office. You got to be good at the quarterback position. You got to be good getting the personnel doing the right things like Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo does. They've kept continuity within this coaching staff, and the familiarity with this team is why they've continued to be good each and every year. Coming up next, though, we'll look at some of these hot rumors on wide receivers.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to 96.5, The Fan. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. By the way, we're putting a new Character Concerns podcast out later, as we do each and every week as we look towards the draft. Tell me, Chris, would you still draft a wide receiver or two?
Two.
There you go.
I'd like to see one in the first two rounds, and then I'll also like to see them take a shot on the third day, go out and get another one, just supplement that, so we can stop having to rely on giving like one-year deals out all the time.
You know what? It's deep as far as the mid-rounds are concerned, much deeper than it was last year when it was the top three rounds as far as wide receivers. We saw a record number of them going.
Last year was a first-round wide receiver draft. This year is probably, like, unless you get one in, like, one of the top three, Burden, Teteroa McMillan, Hunt, Travis Hunter,
Bukum.
Unless you get one of those guys, you're probably better off, unless you, like, really like a guy late first round, you're probably better off waiting until, like, second, third round.
But even some day good two, day there. Three, like, Evan Stewart at Oregon, Tosh Felton at Maryland, Michael Sturtevant, J. Michael Sturtevant at UCLA. You can get these type of guys.
Sturtevant hasn't been that productive, but you know, there's a lot of good guys that are going to be there on day two. So, you know, those are guys I'd be really looking at for sure.
And the bottom line is, I would have drafted two this year because it was thin. And again, you went into the season, you're like, all right, what's really different? Xavier Worthy, all right, that's new to the equation. You already had Rashee Rice last year. But you got to be able to overcome the injuries. And they've been able to do that. I'll credit the Chiefs and Andy Reid for just being creative offensively and what they're doing. They had touchdowns 4 of the 5 times they went in the red zone. I mean, against a good San Francisco team. Although I'll say this, San Francisco does not have the defense that they nearly did, that they did with Nyamiko Ryans. That's been a huge loss for Frisco.
Yeah, they've taken, like, last year they were still really good, but like this year it's like very apparent. And you wonder if Steve Wilkes' departure is the reason why the defense isn't quite as good. Because if you remember, after the Super Bowl, Steve Wilkes and Kyle Shanahan, a bit of a falling out. Steve Wilkes got let go. So you wonder if maybe that played a part into
eventually
the
these things start coming through to you, yeah. And then Patrick Mahomes trucks you on the way to the end zone.
Which
was an angry run by the way, Kyle Brandt, but didn't win the scepter. Yeah. It should have. They gave it to Barkley.
Say this about Mustafa: like he's taking it, he's taking that one on the chin, and he's like, "Yeah, he got me." But like, that's embarrassing for you to get run over. Like you, with your physical size and your reputation as a hitter,
he was hitting early in the game. Malik was hitting.
He was out here popping people. They was playing the Sonic Ring sound after he would hit people in the stadium, and then the same thing happens to you on a touchdown run. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing for him.
Did you happen to watch the angry runs of Kyle Brandt?
I haven't
Mahomes,
seen it.
Mahomes
seen
made it in that. It went like 9 minutes. It was one of his best angry runs. They gave it to Barkley. Barkley, I mean, that was what he did against the Giants, putting the head down and rolling right through him.
Should have been Mahomes.
You don't see
very many quarterbacks truck a safety like the way that he did. Like you don't
and
see,
then standing over
and
him.
And then stand over him. Like you don't see.
At DSW, we ask the important questions. Like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
That, especially someone like Mahomes, is not Josh Allen size. Like, Josh Allen is 6'6", 250. You know, he's not Cam Newton. He's like just a shade under 6'3", about 220. And he just lowered his shoulder and smashed through a safety who was trying to stop him from scoring a touchdown that ultimately ended up being the touchdown that sealed the game for the Chiefs.
He's a lot tougher than people think he is.
Yeah.
He's a lot tougher than people think.
I mean, I think you kind of saw the toughness when he gutted through the playoffs with that high ankle sprain. But, like, I mean, you should win automatically. Like, that was like what Tim Tebow was doing when he was at Florida. He was out here trucking guys like Eric Berry and whatnot. Like, that's the kind of stuff that Tebow was doing. And he did that to an NFL safety to score a touchdown.
And it fires up your defense. When you're watching the film, it's all over.
Oh, yeah.
So the video's all over social media.
The whole team gets hyped up as soon as you see that. As soon as you see your quarterback truck a safety, that gets the whole team hyped up.
Malik Mustafa, again, the Chiefs are a more physical team than you're seeing. The typical physical teams like the Niners, like the Ravens, Chiefs have replaced them. They're the most physical team in the NFL. When Malik got trucked, he went to social media. He said, "Hey, I got my welcome to the NFL moment."
I give him his credit. I give him his credit.
He took it on chin.
Yeah, cool.
And you were, you know, 2-time MVP, 3-time Super Bowl MVP is who ran over you, so you can kind of deal with that. There's been all the rumors about Cooper Kupp coming to the Kansas City Chiefs, even though his contract next couple of years is expensive and his age. The Rams still kind of in it. And Puka's not quite back yet. It'll take a while. Cooper Kupp, I mean, he should be ready to go.
They just opened Puka's practice window today.
So they'll be back. DeMarcus Robinson, I know that's been talked about a lot with the Rams, but they're technically still in it with the Niners not being the Niners, being 3-4, and with Seattle kind of stepping on themselves. They're still right in the midst of it. But I like Cooper Kupp. I mean, the guy catches the ball and runs good routes. But he hadn't played a full season for 3 years. That part concerns me because I could see him getting 8 for 153 and we get all excited about it and then he's out the next game.
Yeah, my thing is this, is reliability. I don't want to trade for injured 30-plus-year-old wide receivers. Like,
and where's that motivation? He does have a ring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, because a lot of guys on the Chiefs have rings too, but.
Yeah, they do, but I'm saying.
Like, I think he would be motivated to get a ring. I'm not going to hold that against him and say he's not motivated for a ring.
No, he would be, but he's already got one.
Yeah, so does Travis Kelce. He's got a ring too.
He's got three.
Isaiah Pacheco's got a ring too. Like my thing is, that doesn't mean anything to me, but my thing is this. I'm not interested in trading for an already injured wide receiver when you are a team that has three injured wide receivers already, two of them out for the year. Like, I'm not interested. That's the reason why I didn't want Hopkins. Hopkins got a torn MCL. He's had a torn MCL since the beginning of training camp. I'm good on that. I'm good on trading for Cooper Kupp, who has been injured basically since the beginning of the 22 season. I think he hurt his hamstring in training camp, and he's basically just been hurt ever since. I think I was listening to the drive on the way here. Out of a possible like 40 games he could have played, he's only played in like 23. So I think I'm good on going out and getting Cooper Kupp with the amount of injuries that have piled up in his career since that 21 season. He was great in 21. If this was like 2 years ago and they were talking about making this trade, I'm cool with that. But like now with the injury history, with his age, the number isn't that bad for a top wide receiver, but you're probably not trading for a top wide receiver. You're trading for a guy that might play 5 games for you.
Because the cap is real, and the Chiefs are real close to that cap, a little bit under $4 million. I'll say this, though, and, you know, I made that argument because I wanted Amari Cooper, but I keep hearing this. Well, I don't want a guy who are 30 years old. Again, the Chiefs aren't getting any. I'll take a rental player. The Chiefs have pushed all in. They did by bringing this defense back. They pushed all in. I will take a guy at 30 to get me to February. Like, I will take your production right now. Give me to February. You're not wanting long-term with these guys anyway. I feel you're going to get Hollywood Brown back because I didn't think that before the year, but because the fact he's not playing, he'll be back here on a cheaper contract for next year. I think they will go, I hope they will go wide receiver again in the first round because I think some quality receivers will be there at the end of the first round. But the bottom line is, I don't care if you're 30 years old. I do care about your contract for 2 years. I do care that you have a contract going forward. I don't want that. But I don't mind a guy coming in here like a Deontay Johnson, who is, by the way, under 30. But a guy like that coming in here and getting you until February. Because right now, they've got to have somebody catching. The Cooper Kupp allure, I'll say this about him. The guy runs crisp routes and he catches everything. He is the all-time college football leader in receptions, yards, and touchdowns, albeit it was Eastern Washington, which is an FCS school, but still FCS, FBS combined the leader in catches, yards, and touchdowns. You don't get that by not being a guy that can catch the ball, but you got to stay on the field, and he's been dealing with that ankle injury since week two.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just not interested in trading for already hurt wide receiver. So I'm out on Hopkins. I'm out on Kupp. I would have been cool with Cooper, but I thought that the price for him was going to be a little bit too high because I figured there'd be a little bit of a market for him. But Deontay Johnson, to me, perfect fit for the Chiefs. He can go out there and he can play the role that Rashee Rice was playing. He's got some juice. This is a contract year for him. He's going to want to get paid. And it sounds like he wants out of Carolina. If you look at some of the quotes that have been coming out for him today, he's like, I can't play every position on the team. That sounds like a dude that want to get traded. And I think we would love to have him here in Kansas City. I think he'd love to be in Kansas City and get a chance to go chase a ring. And, you know, if they can bring him in, I think that's a huge addition to this offense.
It's 100% the need that they need to have. But how soon would he be up and ready to go? Hey, couple weeks. Again, this schedule lightens up considerably going forward.
He'll have plenty of practice time over the next month or so because the schedule is not that hard.
I wish they still would have had the bye week, you know, to bring it in, but
it is what it is. You play the Raiders, you play the depleted Bucks, you have a chance to get him up to speed.
They got a real chance. And not only that, they got enough games that are like during the week where they get that extra little few time. Like Zandy Reed's 22-4 after the bye. You play on Christmas Day, so you're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You play Black Friday, so you're off Saturday and Sunday as well. Our text line, Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Who would you want? 913-586-7965. We'll continue talking about this till the beginning of the hour, but then we'll switch to college football.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Something big.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Talk about some college. We have a problem I see in college football with some of the players coming out for the draft. Chris and I look at that coming up at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, Cody and Gold broadcast live from Circa Casino and Resort the 24th and the 25th. A party Friday night with the chance to win tickets to the game. Of course, that's Las Vegas, Nevada. Cody and Gold will be there starting Thursday and Friday, broadcasting live from Circa Casino Resort. So if you happen to be out in Las Vegas for the Chiefs game, which I do expect a lot of Chiefs fans at the game because a lot of them bought season tickets for the Raiders just so you could have these games and sell them on the aftermarket and the other markets on the non-game days, which is pretty brilliant, to be honest with you. Text line wants some Tyreek Hill. Hey, I wish... But the money is not there. I wish it was.
It's the money and also the trade compensation.
They're going to want to milk you some back, man. They are. They're going to want to get you back.
In order for you to be able to afford to get him, Miami would have to eat most of that contract.
They would. He's very expensive.
Miami's not eating that much of the contract. That's not going to happen.
This year in the draft, the Chiefs have a first-round pick, a second-round pick, 2 third-round picks. One of those, of course, the Titans with LeJarius Sneed trade, a fourth-round pick. A fifth-round pick, 2 seventh-round picks, one of them from LeJarius Sneed. One of them came back with that Mecole Hardman trade, which Mecole Hardman stepped up for the Chiefs this past week. He's got to be the Niners killer, doesn't he? He's got to be the one guy, which is really weird how good he is against the Niners.
Just because it's hard to predict what he's going to do because he doesn't regularly get the ball. The thing about
– I think he does have a speed.
Yeah, I would really like to see them do that more with Mecole. Just use him in that gadget role because is someone that I think can be reliable in that role. He's just not someone that you want to get like seven targets to in a game. That's not McColl's game. But if you want to give him like three manufactured touches, I'm cool with that because he generally makes the most out of those manufactured touches.
In McColl Hardman these days, a bunch in the running game. He's him on the jet sweeps. Mahomes, of course, that nice 33-yard run. Kareem Hunt running for 78 yards. Hey, man, Kareem Hunt's been great. I mean, this has been your short yardage issue with the Chiefs picking up third and one, fourth and one. Carson Steele and Kareem Hunt have changed that narrative.
Yeah, Kareem, and not only that, but like
Kareem is so smart with the way he runs and uses blocks. They've run a lot more inside zone in between the guards.
The way that he is able to break tackles, and not just like in a violent way, he just slips out of tackles. And it's just, it's like always, he seems like he knows what to do in a given situation. He knows when to make that right cut. He knows when to stiff arm. He knows when to just lower his shoulder and bulldoze a guy versus trying to make a miss. Like, seriously, his instincts for playing the running back position, man, if he had not gotten to the trouble that he had gotten into in 2018, the kind of career he could have had here would have been spectacular.
Now, that's a guy with motivation.
That's a guy with a lot of motivation because he's never really gotten the payday that, and he probably won't get the kind of payday that he was hoping, not at 29 years old. But, like, with his, I mean, he still looks like he's got something in the tank. I mean, obviously, I mean, you've seen his last couple games, but it's like, you know, even when Pacheco comes back, he's still got to get a lot of touches because right now he's playing better than Pacheco was. And it's like that right there gives you like him and Pacheco is a 1-2 punch, man. You're going to be hard pressed to stop that 1-2 punch. Right,
I mean,
there.
I love the way Pacheco runs. He runs incredibly hard, except when you get the third one and fourth one.
Right.
Like, and except when you get to that, because it's really hard to explain. Cause you see Pacheco trucking people and run over people. That's true. It's a couple things. I want to see him in space, too, because he's got 4.37 speed. Like, I'd like to see
that. Right, but he doesn't run like he's got 4.37 speed. No. He runs like he's a battering ram.
No, he does.
And that's the problem with him,
doesn't
though.
Doesn't translate the short yardage.
Right, and that's the problem with him, though, is like he just lowers his shoulder and just runs into the back of his guys. And you look at Kareem, and Kareem is patient. Kareem is not trying to rush. He's not trying to hurry up and get the line to gain. He's patient. He makes the cut at the right time. He knows, okay, this isn't working. Let me change direction. Like, there's a lot of times where it looks like it should go for no gain, and he gets like 2 yards because he just knows a way to slip out of a tackle a little bit and dive to get a couple more yards. Like, it's just seriously watching Kareem Hunt run the football is so entertaining. It's so visually, aesthetically pleasing to watch.
Chiefs went into that game 8% of their runs were either 0 yards or negative. That leads the NFL.
Yeah, and
they don't have the long run. But they're very productive in the runs they have.
And that's the thing about it is, like, with Kareem, their runs, I think, are a lot more productive. Because, like, with Pacheco, it was a whole lot of, like, 8-yard runs and then no gain or negative one. You know, it was a whole lot of that. But with Kareem, you're not seeing as much of the no gain, negative ones. You're seeing a whole lot. You'll see, a 2 or a 3, and then you'll see a 6 and then a 7. And like that part right there is really, really fun to watch.
It's where that physical. And the Chiefs are doing a lot more inside zone runs.
Yes.
In between the guard and the tackle. They're utilizing Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith and Joe Tooney. That's the strength of the team. It's not Wanya and Juwan on the outside. They're utilizing the strength of their team, which is the inside zone running, which is good to see. Come up next, though, the NFL might have a problem next year, and it has to do with college football next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.